Good morning, Lee.
Some people of Morbana have been successful in their fight to have their fire truck restored following a meeting at the Morbana Community Hall.
So a couple of passionate community members were pretty distraught to learn that the brigade had been dissolved and the fire truck that had previously belonged to the Morbana community had been moved to Strawn. That hadn't really been communicated with the local community and they weren't very happy about it. So with that in mind, they organised a community meeting with Tasmanian Fire Services' Shane Back. He came down from up the coast and kind of explained why it was moved, when it was moved, and what they can do to get it back. He wanted to see 8 people committed long-term as volunteers to reinstate the truck. And by the end of the evening, there were 13 people who would put their hand up. So if enough of those people stay on and stay interested throughout the whole training process, they should have their truck back by next summer.
Making their points heard, the volunteers in the community.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was a really rewarding experience, actually, to go to the meeting. They were all pretty fired up, and to get a good result first try was pretty fantastic.
The Smithton High School Students Executive, tell us about them, because they've had a belated relay to raise awareness.
Yeah, pretty much. So last year, the previous SEC Student Executive Council had run a fundraiser to raise money for Relay for Life, but then obviously when the coronavirus hit, that was all cancelled. They didn't want to travel outside the region to do the relay, so they've just decided to do it now, a year late, having the fundraising effort already done ahead of them, so they've done that now. The Smithton High SEC this year is made up of Bailey Dixon, Jamie Fisher, Iris Cartwright, Kayla Bishop, Kelsey Williams, Nikita Brown, Lockie Wheatley, Jamalia Horton, Eli Bellinger, Ella Sharman, Sophie Buckby and Lara Johnston. They're a pretty passionate bunch. Got a couple of other things in the works as well, which I'm sure we'll hear about shortly.
Your neck of the woods will soon be the home of yet another sport, dragon boats.
Yeah, I had heard, I'm going to be honest, I had heard absolutely nothing.
Join the club.
Dragon boating before I heard about this story. But Kelvin Bryant lives in Stanley. He's very passionate about the sport and has been trying to get a boat for Secular Head for quite some time. A club called Dragons Abreast had a spare one kicking around and someone gave them his name, gave him a call and said, hey, can we organise a date for us to come down? We'll leave you guys with this boat and we'll organise some sweeps and some coaches to kind of teach you guys the ropes before we disappear. So he jumped on that straight away. He formed a committee. He's already got 8 members on it already. He's got a Facebook group which is growing quite steadily as well, all in the space of a week. So it's looking like that boat could be in here about the middle of May. So that's pretty exciting.
We'll have all the local headlines again next Thursday morning, a little after 7. Isaac Poposky from the Circle Head Chronicle. Enjoy your Easter break, mate. Make it a safe one. We'll catch you next week.
No worries at all.